What about the insect that has a little light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
Is that the one that has a light in its tail or in its eyes?
No, in its tail.
Do you ever see one that has a light in its eyes?
I don't think so.
And the kind of insect that flies around at night and bites you will make you
mosquito?
Huh?
Mosquito?
What about a tiny red insect that'll get on your skin?
Chigger.
Any other name for that?
Red bug.
Which would you be more likely to use?
Red bug, probably.
Mm-hmm. And an insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper?
Did you ever hear them called a hopper grass?
No.
And if you were going to go fishing, a small fish you could use for bait?
Minnow.
And if you hadn't cleaned a room in a long time, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
cobweb?
And outside on a bush, you might find a... something similar to that stretched across the bush.
Be the same thing.
You call it a cobweb, whether it's inside or outside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that have a spider in it?
Most often.
Mm-hmm. And an insect that is about this size, a couple of inches long or so, it's got four shiny wings on it. And it's got sort of a hard little beak to it. It'll be around damp places.
Mud dauber? Wasp? Yellow jacket?
Uh-huh.
Hornet?
What about a, talking about the wasp, talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several?
Wasps?
Does a mud dauber sting you?
Yeah, to me a mud dauber is just about the same thing as a yellow jacket. Pretty uh-huh. close.
Where does a yellow jacket build a nest?
Usually under the eaves of a house.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever hear of it's the kind of insect that won't sting you, but it's about this long or so.
In the same family as these wasps and hornets?
I don't think it's really related to
a bee?
Do you ever hear of a dragonfly?
Oh, yeah, dragonfly. I got a lot of them around here.
Any other name for dragonfly?
I don't think so. The little things that you're talking about, I always call them dragonflies.
Mm-hmm. What about snake doctor or snake feeder or mosquito hawk?
Never heard of that.
Do you ever hear darning needle?
For an animal? Insect?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called...
roots?
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Oh. Roots or vine? I suppose I've heard of it. Roots and vines. Like herbs and stuff like that. Family home remedies. I don't know specifically which ones, though.
Are any people around here, maybe the Latin people, are they very superstitious, or do they try to...
I think that, there again, you go back to the older ones, old superstitions and stuff like that, about home cures and stuff like that. Maybe some, not overly, the majority of those people are Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that takes a lot of that superstition business out of them, maybe. But not, hell, I wouldn't say they were overly superstitious, no.
Mm-hmm. What about the evil eye? Do people believe in that much here?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Have you heard of it?
The ojo malo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, kidding around. Not anything serious, though.